put your hands in the air, and wave them like you just don't care. Now somebody, anybody, everybody scream. It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Welcome into the Corey and Joel Radio Show, number 78, in a continuing series.
78 big shows.
This is Muse from the new album, Black Holes and Revelation.
Yep.
Kings of the bombastic intro, they are.
And so are we. We like to hit the ground running.
Oh, yeah, we got a good show for you today. It's, enough Muse.
Kill the music, baby.
Where am I moving? That's enough of that. Whoa, welcome back in. It's Corey and Joel with you, show number 78.
Okay, let's get right into it, folks. The situation right now in Lebanon.
Yes, everyone wants to know our take on what's going on with Hezbollah, the war in the Middle East.
That's why I'm making an emergency phone call to Debbie Schlussel.
No, absolutely not. We love our listeners.
This is what's going on in Lebanon right now.
What's going on there? Was that the Hezbollah or was that the Israelis?
Yeah, and then a little like this.
All right.
Oh, hey,
that
a big
would be
one.
Shelling yeah. over the wall. Over the. All right, yeah. Stop with all that. No, we're going to talk about. I was at the gathering of the Juggalos last weekend, and we talked about that.
And that's in Syria.
That was.
Where do they have that?
It was very third world after the rain we got.
Did they have that in Damascus?
It resembled parts of Afghanistan, especially on the Thursday and the Friday.
I saw
with the mud.
Show favorite Debbie Schlussel today at a screening.
Yeah, nobody cares.
And I didn't get her opinion on the war. What do you think?
Nobody wants to hear her big fat mouth talk about it. That's why.
But she said that Superman should have fought Al-Qaeda.
Okay. We're going to drop Debbie Schlussel while we have listeners. And we're going to have new listeners who want to hear about the Gathering of the Juggalos that I gave cards to and promoted the show while I was over there doing my Upchuck the Clown thing. And no one wants to hear about Debbie Schlussel.
I don't know. I hear the gathering was tame this year.
No, it wasn't tame. Well, I mean, it wasn't. Well, it was intense because we dealt with a super big, giant, massive flood.
Yes.
On Thursday.
Is this your fourth year of the
gathering?
This is
my fourth year that I was Upchuck the Clown, for those of you that...
If you're new listeners, screw you, because it's too late to come to this
party. Well, if you're new, but if they know the Gathering of Juggalos, they know that sound. That's the horn.
Okay. All right.
That's the Upchuck
horn. How many
horn.
Of those guys do you think are actually going to put their bong down long enough to try and find our show?
I think our show is actually relatively easy to find, and I think people will find it. And when they do find it, they'll like it.
Yeah.
As long as you don't talk about the Middle East and Debbie fucking Schlussel. Juggalos would love our show. We get drunk. We smoke weed. We get chicks naked. What's any different than what those guys do?
We want Juggalos to love our show?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I think God. That is an audience that will embrace us. No, shut up. Stop it.
What?
Stop it.
I'm not. I know.
It's good
Look,
people.
Joel has sold his soul to the clowns, and you know that's how it is.
You're such.
He's wearing a Juggalo T-shirt.
No,
I've lost you. You've taken this gig, and admittedly, it's a good gig for you.
It's a great gig,
and you know you have a good time doing it. But you know, it's just the worst music ever written and recorded.
It's not. Well, go ahead. Play some ICP for everyone. Okay. So they don't know. It's Insane Clown Posse's festival. It's the Gathering of the Juggalos. It's a big group. Kind of thing. Here we go. So this is
oh, for God's sake.
It's hip-hop. I mean, it's no different than anything else. All right, so anyway, I'm over there. You don't have to play now. But people that don't know it, ICP, they bill themselves as the most hated band on the planet.
And they are, because they're terrible.
But they're not terrible. They're hated because they're loved for reasons that people don't really see. But when you're around them, when you're there and you're actually like in that situation, when you're at the gathering,
yes,
or at an ICP show, you understand why people love them. Because
folks,
they put on a good show.
I want you to listen carefully to my partner, a brilliant radio mind. a talented comedian selling his soul to guys in clown makeup.
Why is this, like, you act like I don't know the difference between what's good and what's bad. You act like somehow, when it comes to this, I don't know the difference between
what's good and what's bad. I don't know. Joel, you've been doing this for 4 years.
You're a dick.
I'm a dick. No, it's the worst music. You pride yourself on having this great taste in music.
I have good taste in music.
And it's generally pretty good, although you sometimes buy the hype on bands that disappear after 3 weeks because Enemy said they're good.
Oh, okay.
And then you play this Gathering of the Juggalos thing, and it's the worst music anyone's ever going to hear.
But it's not. That's so wretched. That's what you fail to see.
Hi, welcome, Juggalos. Welcome to... And meanwhile, these guys are sitting on a media empire.
Well, listen, here's the thing with ICP. It's not music that everybody's going to like, but in that underground rap world, they're like as good as it is anybody, at it as anybody. So yeah. There's cruddy bands that play there. I mean, they had like 100 bands playing this year. And
yeah.
There were bands that played
100
all night.
100 bands?
Yeah, there were bands. Well, they did like sort of an open mic thing where like if you had a crew, you could get some stage time.
If you had a crew?
Yeah, if you had like, because a lot of those guys got tapes and
so
stuff.
What happened? Like the Warriors and the Latin Counts?
If you got a crew, like if you got a hip-hop crew and you put together something, you could get... time in a tent.
What's a crew?
Like if you were in a hip hop group, they would have a crew.
It's like you, Tyrone, and Cousin Junebug.
Well,
is that
if you were in a crew, where you could be like a typical crew that would be like a Juggalo crew, would be like, you know, this is Hatchet Killer and Crazy Psycho Axe Murderer. That would be a crew.
Okay.
Like those guys might put a tape together, and then they could get time on that.
I think there's a theme with this stuff, right? Is there's some kind of theme about hatchets and killing people?
Well, I mean, ICP is known as the serial killer clowns.
Now, what about this incident with the Juggalos attacking guys at a gas station?
That nobody knows anything about. I don't know that was any true.
It was an
true
isolated incident.
Well, I mean, if a guy, like in a Metallica t-shirt, like shot a guy, would you blame Metallica?
Yeah.
Okay,
hold Lars Ulrich personally accountable.
You're not going to blame ICP because some guy runs around. Now, granted, ICP's logo is a guy running around with a hatchet, that could be a difference.
I'll tell you what, when kids in Juggalo makeup attack somebody at a gas station, who I blame? Their dad who ran away when they were three.
Well, then that's a
fair
assessment.
They got them into Juggalo music.
Well, then don't blame.
Because no sane people are into this.
Are you gonna let me do? Are you gonna let me talk about this or
what
not?
Happened?
Are you just gonna insult me and everybody else for like an hour here on the show?
Well, how much time are we gonna spend? On
I don't
Juggalo
know.
Together?
Until the way you're pontificating,
you
we're not even gonna get it done.
You said it rained all.
I'm trying
year.
To explain this. Right. So what the setup is this? There's a park. In this case, I forget the name of this park. It was outside Columbus, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Postalaca, Ohio, or some little town. You've got to see the names on the front of that program over there.
Douchechilla, Ohio.
What is it called?
I do have the annual.
Pasta.
Seventh annual gathering of the Juggalos.
Absolutely. Correct. You have the program right in front of you in your hot little home there.
Pataskala?
Pataskala, Ohio is the name of the
town. You got some weird names in Ohio.
It was outside Columbus. You know, it was a place that's like developing. They're building like new homes and stuff. In and around there.
Just what you want to bring.
Well, it was weird. Well, we're going to play that news report that I have for you. I pulled a news report where they talked to the residents of these new homes about the Juggalos invading and all this stuff. And basically, the problem was, like, this park doesn't have any, like, paved roads. And it rained like a motherfucker. And there's these low spots that just got completely muddy. And cars were getting, like, having to get towed out of the mud. And I trekked around in the mud for, like, you know, the first 2 days of that, and it was fucking miserable.
Right.
Ruined, like, two pairs of shoes and numerous pairs of socks.
And so it was like Woodstock.
I was hating every second of it. I'll be honest. Yeah. I enjoy what I do. I'm Up Chuck the Clown. I host some of the shows. I was the ring announcer for the wrestling. We'll talk
now
about that.
Now, that's the aspect of it I could get into.
What, ring announcing wrestling?
Yeah. The rest of it, no, but wrestling sounds cool.
I'll explain everything that I did, and I basically did three things. I ring announced wrestling. I was the host of the Juggalo Family Feud, and I ran the Late Night Comedy Club. And I'll explain those, and those were all varying degrees of enjoyment I got out of those three. So anyway, let's move on. So the rain comes Thursday, or Wednesday night, actually.
Mm-hmm.
All the fans, I get there Thursday. I'm supposed to work at like 2 p.m. I get there. Not only is the thing muddy as fuck, you can't even walk around and get to where you got to go, but then like they don't even have power on any of the stages because they can't run generators.
Wow.
Because they're all like in a fucking, you know, in like 3 feet of water.
So it's like Deadwood then.
Yeah, it's like a Western
town.
Refugee camp.
Yeah.
Literally, kids are lined up on these little country roads to get into this park. And even when they get there, they can barely get their cars to their campsite. It was just horrible. It was a complete fucking mess.
As many an outdoor festival is.
This happens many times, but this park and especially wasn't prepared for it.
Yeah.
But I will have, you know, Psychopathic shelled out for some straw and some gravel, and they actually eventually paved the roads by the end of the weekend.
Well, that's good.
And they did a very good job. They spent a lot of extra money. Just so Juggalos know, Psychopathic has their back. They hooked them up, got everything running.
You are so indoctrinated.
Well, I was just there with the people that were organizing all this, and I saw what they did. That's all.
It's okay. They felt at home because a lot of these people live in houses made of straw and gravel.
Oh, would you stop so, it? You don't know anything about that.
Yes, I do.
So anyway, so I have to go host Juggalo Family Feud. That's my first job. We have no power on the stage.
Uh-huh.
And my job is to host the Juggalo Family Feud. They put up questions on InsaneClownPosse.com or JuggaloGathering.com, one of the websites.
Yeah.
And you are such a cock. You know that? You were really evil. Wait,
Joel,
today.
You want me to
just sit there and not laugh for a second.
Do you want me to change my mind about what I thought for 10 years about these guys?
Well, if you would hear what I have to say, okay. Maybe you would change your mind. But if you're just going to keep interrupting me and not letting me speak.
Okay.
Okay. So just, you know, I'll give you a minute to chime in. So they put up these...
Heaven forbid we should have laughs on a radio show. All right, go ahead.
They put up all these questions on JuggaloGathering.com. They took a poll of the Juggalos, and they answered all these questions like what Psychopathic album was the most important to them and what things you need to bring to the gathering. Some of the answers were actually quite funny because do you know what the number one thing you had to bring to the gathering was?
Condoms.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. That was the number one answer. Yeah. Can we see condoms?
No glove, no love.
Bing, bing, bing.
Really?
But they built a set. Okay. So
now, I always wanted to be a survey participant in the Family Feud.
Yeah.
So you had to go on this website.
You went on a website and you answered questions about what was the best thing to bring to the gathering.
You know what would be great?
What was the best stage show of any tour that Psychopathic
You know what would be great?
Did?
If they just randomly called people and mixed that in with the Juggalo answers. You know, if they just took a random survey.
Right, if they called people's grandmothers and said, what's your favorite Psychopathic album?
Yeah, they did a Harris poll.
Yeah.
We should call people with the Psychopathic
questions. We should
call
old ladies and ask them if they liked the Great Malenko or the Ringmaster better. Which Joker card meant the most to them.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of questions like that, and the kids got into it. But, you know, they build me. First of all, I have no power. I have no PA. I'm in a tent with no PA. And they're like, well, there's no other events that can go, so you should just do Juggalo Family Feud with no PA in a tent that holds like 200 people.
Okay.
So for the first 3 hours, I'm doing, and this is like a 6 hour shift of Family Feud I got to do this afternoon.
My God.
So the first like 2.5 hours with no PA blew my voice out first day.
Yeah.
By lunchtime, first day, I can barely speak.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing Juggalo Family Feud with no. Because Juggalo Family Feud, you know, I did it like Richard Dawson did it. Sure. You know, the kids come down, they have a showdown. Whoever gets closest to the number one answer.
Do Juggalos have any idea who Richard Dawson is?
I don't know. Some of them watch daytime TV. The show's still on Game Show
Now
Network.
It's got that homo Richard Karn on there.
It's on GSN and stuff, yeah. And we played it the same way. We actually did, you know, four questions. We didn't do fast money or anything. But it was actually a pretty big hit. Kids enjoyed the Family Feud. And I enjoyed doing it. It was kind of fun. And kids won, like, I think they gave the kids that won, like, $50 worth of merchandise and stuff.
Yeah.
So they got some good shit. Yeah, they got like a shirt and a CD and some other stuff. So the kids got some good stuff. And that was fun to do. I enjoyed that. But again, it's muddy. Everyone's miserable. I'm the only one running any kind of show.
Mm-hmm.
None of the bands can play because there's no. And by like 6 o'clock that night, everything was straight and everything could go. But I had fucked up my voice completely. Okay?
Okay.
So that's day one pretty much down. And then I got stoned every night.
Sure.
And drunk.
And that's good for your voice.
Exactly.
Yeah, weed always helps you sound better.
I felt like complete shit. So after the first day, I'm already feeling like garbage. Okay, then the next day, I got to go over there. And, then you know what? Then I had to do the comedy club the first night. I forgot about that.
Well, that sounds like fun, too.
Yeah, they brought in comics from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
They booked...
And I'm sure they probably didn't have any opinions about ICP, ninjas, juggalos, or they probably didn't think anything.
Right.
They were down with the clowns,
the guy that showed up was a... The guy I'm not even going to say his name because I'm going to insult. I'm going to bust his chops a little bit, and I don't want to do that. You know, he's a good guy. I'm not going to say. But the guy that showed up was a real pain in the ass. I got to say, the first guy. There were two guys.
I know
first
it's
night.
In this program.
It is in there somewhere, but I'm not going to say his name anyway. Neither are you. So I don't want to badmouth the guy because he was actually a very funny comic.
Thursday night.
It was I. You know. I anyway. So the guy shows up. And
Joe Matarise? Was that who it was? Or was it Johnny Lampert? Who was the guy?
Oh. Yeah, Johnny showed
like
up.
Johnny was a pain in the ass.
I'll be honest. Johnny was running around going, Johnny was like you.
Thank you.
Johnny was like, if these kids throw anything at me, I'm walking off the stage. I don't give a shit.
You know what? If you this is the thing that happens in stand-up all the time. The guys are complete douches. Then you go, I can't badmouth him. And then you realize you can badmouth all you want because there's another 1,200 douchebags just as douchey as whatever you worked with.
Johnny's thing was Johnny had concerns, and I'm like, well, I'm here. I'm a professional comic. I'm here to make sure things go well. The kids will listen to me. They're not going to throw shit at you. They're probably going to heckle you, but I'll take care of them. If it gets too bad, I'll throw them out. Right. Blah, blah, blah. You know, we're on this 10. It's like 12:30 at night. We don't get started.
Yeah.
And Johnny ended up being fine, but he was just freaking out beforehand. Oh, I don't want to walk through the mud because those guys are like, I can't walk through the mud.
Yeah.
Can we get a ride? And I'm like, I don't think you can get a ride because everyone was like real busy with shit. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, we're going to have to walk and blah, blah, blah.
They did not get the VIP treatment.
No, but they got the same treatment that like I get.
Right.
I mean, I don't get driven around, chauffeured around the site. Sure. I do a little bit if it's convenient for somebody, but if it's not, I don't, you know.
And I don't think any of these guys were big enough names that they should really expect that.
No, they're not, but like I said, Johnny really bitched and put up a storm, and and part of it was legitimate, but I tried to reassure him that everything would be okay, and he kind of didn't listen.
I do get it's probably hard enough to do an outdoor gig and then, like, to do a crazy big festival like that.
When you're playing to, like, a couple hundred kids who are stoned out of their fucking minds.
Yeah, it can't be a good gig.
Yeah, it's not a great gig, but I'm sure the money they got was great. I don't know what they got, and I was there to sort of say, look, this is going to be fine. And all the comics did well.
Yeah.
So even though the worst fears aside.
Whose idea was the comedy club, though?
Last year they had Charlie Murphy, right? The guy from Chappelle's Show, Eddie Murphy's brother. Sure. And he was booked through Johnny. Johnny hooked that up. Johnny, I guess, books guys out of New York. He knew. They tried to get a hold of Charlie. They went through Johnny. So then they used Johnny this year to book mm-hmm. the comics. So he got all his buddies from New York. And some of these guys were great, too. I mean, Joe Matarise, who also played on Thursday, I saw has like some kind of pilot he's putting together, and Artie Lang's in it.
Okay.
And Joe was very funny.
That's actually the only name I recognize.
Joe Matarise actually sold some CDs after the show. The kids loved him.
I recognize Jimmy Schubert.
And we'll talk about Jimmy. Yeah, and then the next – I'll just do the whole comedy thing right now. So those guys, because they were with Jimmy or Johnny Lampert was kind of a prima donna, a little bit. I mean, he had legitimate concerns, but he was very high strung, and he should have just mellowed out a little bit and gotten to the feel of it. And then the next night we had Brad Trackman Jimmy Schubert. Now, Brad Trackman, I had never heard of. Jimmy Schubert, I knew. He was Sam Kinison's opening act. He's been around. Our friend Rob Little, it was Jimmy Schubert's roommate for a long time in L.A.
Right.
I don't know if you knew that or not. I talked to Jimmy about Rob, and both know Rob and this and –
Yeah.
And I know Mitchell Walters, who used to tour with Sam as well. So we had some people in town we knew.
The king of pinconning Michigan himself, Rob
Little. The great Rob Little. And Brad Trackman I didn't know. But let me tell you something. Brad Trackman got into it. Brad was smoking a joint on stage after a while. Yeah, we got him beer. We got him some weed. He hung out. We got some deep-fried Oreos that they were selling on the site.
They were selling what?
They were selling deep-fried Twinkies, deep-fried Oreos.
Wow.
Like right across from the tent where we were and the seminar tent.
Mm-hmm.
So those guys actually had a good time. So that night was a lot of fun. Trackman and but you know the thing with Jimmy Schubert is he talks so fast. He's got this real ba-ba-ba-ba-ba thing. And the kids just kind of weren't following it.
Mm-hmm.
But he did great, too. He had some great bits. And then the final night.
You're talking about 300 words a minute.
I'm
right
sorry
now.
Over there. I'm starting to get into it. All right. I'm sorry. And then the third night, at comedy, the third night was real good. Jason Andors, I think, is real funny, and I think is probably going to like bust out. He had just a real cool set. Like, he was a real good guy.
Yeah.
He's a Jew from New York, and very good.
I'm surprised by that.
Jew from New York, shocking.
That you would find some kind of...
A New York Jewish intellectual communist crackpot.
Jason Andors, very funny dude.
Yeah, I really can't
And the other guy that night, what was the other guy named?
Joe DeRosa.
Oh, Joe DeRosa was great, too. Joe was hardcore. Joe was like cringe humor to the max. And he told me he opens up for like Patrice O'Neill and guys like that. And Joe was real cool. Oh. I took those guys around to some clubs and stuff after. And I don't think they really got what was going on. I think they were ultimately afraid of the whole thing.
As well, any sane human being over 25.
But I would run around to the kids, and I was getting like Joe beers and stuff. Joe's like, I need a beer. So I'd go, hey, kids, give me a beer. You know,
what's
Juggalos, throw me a beer, and I'd get you a beer.
What's the average age of a Juggalo, would you say?
The average, I explained to them, I think the average age of a juggler would be like 22, 23.
Right. And these are guys in their 30s and probably 40s.
But there's guys
40s.
In their 30s and then there's kids that are like 15.
Yeah.
Oh, the comics. No, some of the comics were young. Jason Andor was probably like 26, 27. And I think the other guy was Joe was probably younger
but
than
guys
me.
Guys in their 30s and 40s don't want to put
Jimmy,
up with this.
Jimmy Schubert was a little bit older guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As was Johnny Lampert was a little older guy.
Well, if they're buddies with Kinison, they got to be old because Kinison died like 15 years ago.
Yeah, you're right. But everybody actually did great at the Comedy Club. They were real cool guys. And I encourage you guys, if you're listening, to check out any of those guys. Jimmy Schubert, Brad Trackman, Jason Andors, Joe DeRosa, Joe Matarese. Good guys.
All right, then.
Johnny Lampert. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah, but that does sound like a hell game.
It was, honestly, actually at the end of the day, because I went up and did like 10 minutes before all of them.
Yeah.
And I did like specific Juggalo humor. But then like by the second night, I decided, you know, I'll mix in a couple actual Joel Fragamenti comedy jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And they went over well. I did my the Japanese girl who made me a radio. Yeah. I did some of those. I did well, I ruined my best joke. But I did some of those, you know. The Microsoft keyboard joke, I did that one, and then they killed.
You broke down some of those.
You can get that on my MySpace, by the way, if you want to go hear my...
It just never works, the whole like concert and comedy thing.
It never really does, and it didn't work there, and I don't know that they'll do it again. If I was going to do it, I would book like jugglers and like impressionists, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Maybe guitar acts, something a little more visual.
Sure.
You know.
Judy Tenuta. I'd book a class act like that, you know... Kathy Griffin, somebody that the Juggalos are going to like.
Nah, the Juggalos are all about having fun. They enjoy good comedy. Some of those guys were dickheads and heckled through the whole fucking thing. And
what is
those
surprise.
Guys can fuck off. But otherwise, everyone was cool. The Juggalos are cool, man. They're all about having a good time.
Yeah.
If you're about having a good time, they're about having a good time and they'll love you. That's really the ultimate rule.
I guess.
You just, you know, I know you're a little too high strung. You got to come one year. You're a member of the press. You're right for Metro Times.
A friend of mine went and covered it, and she's about a, you know, 98-pound girl.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago when it was still in Michigan. And she said she never feared for her life.
They did
more.
It once in Michigan.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even like it is now. It was indoors.
Yeah.
It was at a convention center. It was like one day.
And she felt terrified.
That's because if she would have had Upchuck the Clown escorting her around the campsites.
Yeah.
And
it's just really weird to me to think you're like in with these guys.
Because it's cool. Honestly, those guys, they bust their ass. They work hard. The whole crew... The clowns themselves, you know, yeah. Jay and Shaggy, the wrestlers that were there, everybody just bust their ass and, you know, and everyone's there to have a good time. There's a lot of effort put in and the kids seem to enjoy it.
Now, I heard they cut down a little bit on the gratuitous nudity.
Well, yeah. Apparently there was problems. There was a news report last year out of when we did it near Cleveland.
Yeah.
Where...
do you want to hear this? We have a clip.
No, this is I'm gonna play that for you in a second. What I'm talking about is last year they did a report, and you'll hear it in this, where they like snuck cameras in and recorded people like selling weed on the site. Which, you know, that's discouraged any way you look at it, okay? Nobody like says
sure.
Go sell weed. But there was also like girls flashing their boobs. It got out onto like a Cleveland TV station.
Oh, goodness.
Then what happened was the guy who ran the park near Cleveland in Garrettsville, Ohio. Like washed his hands of the whole thing, even though the guy was getting paid well every year for doing it. He was like,
"You
oh.
are the leading asshole in the state."
And that's what people think of that guy because he threw ICP under the bus, was a complete tool about it, and they had to move locations. Then anyone who was thinking about it, picking up the gathering of the Juggalos, got a tape of this report and then was like, "No, we're not going to do it." So anyway, this is a report after the end of this year's, which was actually much more optimistic. And you'll hear some here and here. You'll hear. Some ICP stage show from Sunday night, interviews with some of the Juggalos. I'm not in it, but go ahead and kick that. And
a 10 Investigates update for you tonight at a music festival with a reputation that had neighbors in Central Ohio worried.
Right now, dude, blazing up.
The 7th annual gathering of the Juggalos played out this weekend in Licking County. 10 Investigates' Ted Hart shows what we found inside the festival. Ted?
The annual gathering brings together thousands of loyal fans of the rap group Insane Clown Posse. There have been problems in the past, including public sex and drug abuse, so we sent two 10TV employees inside with a handheld camera to see what really happened. For the fans, it was all that was promised, a wild four-day event.
Some crazy Juggalos run the world.
But as crazy as some of the fans behaved, and as loud as they were through the night, neighbors were relieved
the Juggalos kept their party confined to the Frontier Ranch.
No vandalism, no violence, no, you know, nothing as far as we could see.
So we don't agree with
it's
the event.
Romantic.
It's not something we would ideally like to have in our next door field here, but it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Given the profanity-laced lyrics, the drug and alcohol abuse, and the frequency of topless women inside, it was surprising to find as many young children as we did.
Yeah, I'm 15.
It was not always clear who they were with or how they got there.
Yeah, dude, getting crunked. I'm drunk right now, dude.
That is like about a 14-year-old kid in the tape.
And you ask me why I think this is ridiculous.
But you know, keep playing. There's not much left of that, right? Is there? There's about 30 seconds.
Crowd cheered and encouraged this fan, who'd clearly overdone it, to drink more. But there were no arrests.
Oh, my God.
According to sheriff's deputies, the drug use was actually less than typical concerts.
Oh, see?
Overall, they say.
I want to go to that concert.
From our perspective, much better than we anticipated.
Listen to these guys.
If they want to come back, then you know that's up to them. But
I think we're welcome back.
And a spokesman for the promoter says they've made no plans for next year yet, but they were pleased that this year's gathering turned out to be the peaceful and safe event that they had predicted. For 10 Investigates, I'm Ted
Hart. That? Less, there you go.
Wait, less drug use than what? Bonnaroo?
I don't know.
What less, the Peter Tosh Legalize It concert?
You didn't know that the Heroin Fest was going on? Dirty Needle Festival must have been there last week. I don't know.
It must have been Iggy Pop and the Kings of Junk. You know, it was like...
I have no idea what concert had more drug use than that. But if anyone wants to hire me to host it, I'll be more than happy to.
Johnny Crack Smoker and his Crank Rock Orchestra? I don't understand. Who could possibly do more drugs?
Well,
than
they
I
do have here. Like Hookah Fest there, which is like hippie stuff. But I mean,
like Bonnaroo or something.
Yeah,
like hippie junk.
No, but I mean, it's still like it's not a whole lot different than that as far as
Oh my God.
Well, good if that's what they thought. Good.
Yeah.
Don't listen to this show because I'll tell you the truth. Everyone was fucked up.
I mean, I'm thinking. I'm trying to think. I'm scraping my mind. Parliament?
Where
would you have less drug use? Where could you have more? I mean, what the hell?
I have no idea where you would see more drug use than that. I don't know.
Wow.
The Courtney Love Festival with Snoop Dogg and...
And that's just Courtney and Snoop.
Yeah, that
that's
might
just
be
their
it.
Own personal
I don't know.
Drug use.
Wow. Yeah. So anyway, that was that's the news report. So everyone was pretty pleased with the whole thing. It was good.
Well, that
was a good
lovely.
Time.
So there were no girls in certain sausage products?
No, I didn't see that. There was, they didn't do all the stuff that I usually do, like the Miss Juggalette pageant. They didn't do any of that this year, which was kind of disappointing, but I think that was part of the deal. Like after that report got out, they're like, well, we're not going to do the naked girl stuff. And then they ended up doing a twisted pajama jammy jam.
Oh.
With a lingerie contest. Oh, actually, I got pictures of that.
And Twisted is like a band that copies ICP?
Well, I think they were doing their own thing before they hooked up with ICP, but they do a similar stuff.
Now
they do a similar stuff. I think ICP is a little more comedy than Twisted is, if there's a difference between the two. Yeah.
Twisted, they're serious about
Twisted
being
is
evil
a little,
clowns.
Is a little more hardcore, I think. But
they're serious
I mean,
about
I,
being evil
I, I, actually, I don't know enough about it to differ. Twisted's got some good tunes, too. I mean, they both have good music and shitty music.
If you aren't from here, you maybe have not been exposed to this the way people in Detroit have.
Yeah, because ICP has been around for like 15 years, and we've known about it.
I remember a friend of mine used to work the late night shift at Kinko's, the overnight, and ICP would come in and get like stickers printed up and stuff, and they, I think they ran copies of their comic book.
Yeah, I think they have that, at some point.
I think they ran some free ones off him at Kinko's, so I might have one of those somewhere.
Oh, that's valuable.
And I might put that up and see what I get
to
that.
Oh, that's valuable. Yeah, speaking of that, well, first of all, this shirt that I'm wearing, you're looking at the shirt going, this is the ICP, the ICP, it's the Gathering of the Juggalos, the Orange Crew shirt.
Sure.
$250 I got offered for this.
Really?
$250 kids.
What if you got one of the guys to sign it?
I don't know if anyone's going to sign it. But just
what if you got
just having this was rare.
Shaggy Too Dope to sign your nipple. Would your nipple increase
they'll
in
do
value?
Autograph signings. I don't think that's really increasing the value, but
your nipple's priceless already.
Speaking of priceless, I'm going to unveil to you just to show you how muddy this is. The Upchuck outfit. Now, I took a little shit from Juggalos because I wore the 05 outfit.
And it said 05?
And it said 05 because I'm broke this year, and Psychopathic only called me 2 weeks out, so.
Sure.
I didn't really have time to put a new one together. I wasn't going to blow money on something I wasn't doing. So here is And this is worth big money too, but it's not for sale. Don't write me. Don't. Now this is not. It's not looking that bad.
And how hard is it to modify that with some orange tape to make it 06?
Well, I don't know. But here's the. You can see the clown paint all around the collar.
Yeah.
There. Oh, it smells fucking completely awful.
I can smell it over here.
Can you smell it over there? It's bad.
Yeah.
So the top isn't that bad. There's my blow me sign. That's where my horn goes.
Okay, sure.
So girls can come up and blow my horn.
Yeah.
And, yeah, oh, you know what? Oh, my God, that smells really bad.
You were wearing the 05 outfit.
That is the 05. It is the 05.
That's a travesty.
And then here's, of course, well, here's the wig, which...
Oh.
Blonde wig, which smells terrible. And then the creme de la creme is the pants...
What kind of cleaning process? What laundry?
I don't know. I haven't cleaned these yet. But you can see what happened was I got so much mud on them the first day that I had to cut the bottoms of them off because they had like that ruffle like where the sleeve was, and I had to cut them. And look how muddy they are anyway, you know.
Wow.
But they were even muddier than that because we had a couple clean days. But then they started to tear up the leg at one point. So these are pretty much shot. I'm not going to be able to wear these. I'm going to have to retire the 05. Juggalo gathering pants.
Wow.
And get some fresh clowny pants for next year.
A new
year,
uni.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, those pants smell like fucking shit.
Oh.
Well, that's what everyone thought. It did have a...
You release the fucking fury.
Well, people thought that the field might have been like a cow pasture like for parts of the year because it really smelled bad anyway. All right. So, oh, my God. They did smell like that. Holy shit, that smelled bad. Oh, my God. Oh.
Speaking of things that smell and look like shit.
What's that?
How about that Superman Returns?
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. Oh. Can I do more? Do you want to talk about wrestling, or should we do that after the break?
Go ahead.
Should we talk about Superman Returns?
You were done with the ICP.
Well, I kind of am. I mean, I just wanted to thank everybody that was out there, because I know Juggalo's probably listening to this. Thank you guys for coming out, and that was real cool, some of you guys. I got to thank Billy Bill, who runs the whole event there, Billy Bill.
Okay.
You want to give me some musical accompaniment for this?
Sure.
You got something on there? You got something? Oh, you're going to give me a little chicken hunting? Yeah, but that's got the big comedy intro.
You know, it does have a long intro.
You can skip past it. But anyway.
Hey, man. Over here, man.
It's intro.
The intro. You can skip past the intro if you want to give me. It's hard to talk over people talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Over music.
We'll pick another
song. Give me another song.
And they wanted to know if I would trade 10 Juggalos for 100 Main Street Juggalos. Yeah. And I said, I wouldn't trade 10 Juggalos for 100,000 Main Street.
That's how I feel. I would trade Juggalos.
I got love for my homies, members of the low.
Everybody out there, Billy Bill, good guy, runs the whole thing, great guy, hung out with him. I make Billy Bill laugh, apparently. Sort of his court jester at night. I ride around on his golf cart. And I'm always a good guy. Of course, Violent J, Shaggy, two dope good guys. Hung out with them. Rude Boy, who runs JCW. We'll talk about JCW in a minute. They get to be the ring announcer. Rude Boy's the coolest fucking dude. Coolest shit. Angie, my stage manager, helped me out. That was good. Tom from The Office.
What the fuck
I'm
is this show
people.
Become?
I don't know.
What is this thank you list?
Everybody at
Club, what is happening
everybody
to you?
At Club Chaos that takes care of us. All the guys from the crew. Can I name the guys from the crew real quick?
What?
I just want to name
what
some
are
the
you
crew
doing?
Guys. These are my guys I hang
who
with.
Who gives a flying toss?
I care. Well, you don't want to know about Pickle?
No, I don't
well,
give
Pickle's a good guy.
Don't you think Turtle
let me just think of that. Pickle and Jubal.
Rerun. Dwayne.
No, I
want
Pickle and Jubal.
What you think all those guys?
And Chucky, who ran wrestling.
Oh, Mike. Chucky.
Mikey, who drives everybody around. You got to love Mikey.
Yeah.
Mikey's the best.
You love him.
My buddy Dougie. Dougie was driving around Sunday night. I love
Dougie. Let me tell you about that Dougie.
Dougie's the best.
Oh, you never met a guy like Dougie.
And this guy, really.
Dougie let me put my thumb in his sister's asshole the first night.
Love Dougie. Dougie's the best. And Tall Jess.
Oh.
Tall Jess is great.
Oh, who doesn't love Tall
you
Jess?
You don't even know who Tall Jess is, but Juggalos know who Tall Jess is.
Juggalos also don't know what the name of the country is. They probably couldn't spell America.
Why do you? You know what? I can't talk about Tall Jess.
Who cares about Tall Jess?
Tall Jess runs Morton's List, and he's the costume designer. He does all the dark load. He's going to do it. I think Tall Jess is going to actually do an Upchuck the Clown outfit.
I would like to give a shout out to Marshall from Salomon Friedman Advertising, who ropes off the press row when I go to movie screenings. Oh, what is this?
This is my moment. I want to thank Allie. Allie stuck her ass against my crotch during Two Live Crew. So you got to love Allie. Allie was hot. I had fun with Allie. How about Miss Juggalette from 2005? Cara was there.
Okay.
It's a hot little number. I'll put up pictures of Cara on the mailing list. And, okay.
Is this coming out all Juggalo?
We're going to talk about wrestling after the break, all right? We'll talk about wrestling and Superman Returns. All right, that's something you need.
God.
Is it wrong that I thank Pickle? Pickle, the guy
who
works.
Gives a fucking
Pickle works
fuck.
His ass off.
So what?
Pickle, he ran in the spotlight during ICP set.
Yeah.
And he does a lot of stuff. And I want to thank Too Tough Tony over there. And
oh, my God.
Too Tough Tony was, anyway.
Why don't you just do a special Juggalo thank cast? And,
well, I got to thank Prado. Prado drives the van.
Oh, for God's sake.
Prado and Uncle Dave and Gus.
Why don't you, it's just like the second union on Empire Strikes Back. It just goes on and on and on. What is
well, it's
it?
A big production. You can't even. I haven't even gotten into the wrestlers. You know, I
I'd
even
like to
into...
thank the guy who towels off the girls after they Jell-O wrestle. I mean, his name is Shoot a Bitch. And
oh, Shoot a Bitch. That guy's good.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
big. He's very big. Shoot a Bitch.
How old's Pickle? 35, and he's
Pickles,
got the name
Pickles,
fucking Pickle?
Pickle's like four. Pickle's in his 40s. Pickle's a good guy.
Pickle's in his 40s,
Pickle's
and they call
guy.
The guy Pickle.
You don't even know Pickle. Shut up.
I know he's a douche, because he's into ICP.
I'm going to hit you with the horn. You see that? Now you're
grown-ass men dressing up like clowns.
No, Pickle's not. These guys aren't. I'm the only one dressed up as a clown.
That being said, the Comic-Con was excellent this year.
Yeah, you do your own dork shit. Those guys are great. I love ICP. I can't wait to go back next year. And we'll talk about wrestling. I did the ring announcing. We'll talk about that after the break. We got some funny stories about some famous wrestlers and stuff, and that was good. So, you gonna play more Muse? You want to plug anything, or you want to do anything? Because we just kind of been talking about this. And this is my voice too. My voice is still not 100%. And I got to talk about. Should I do this? Not. Take a break. Ready to take a break?
Yeah.
Take a break from all this ICP, and then we'll come back. I had to talk about getting home, and I had a horrible drive home from that, and it was not good.
I want to talk about getting up at 7 in the morning and waiting an hour to do legitimate radio.
Oh, did you do that recently?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do?
Oh, it was great. Well, I'll tell you
We'll talk about this. I want to talk about wrestling. We'll talk about Corey's radio bit.
Yeah.
I checked out Superman Returns in IMAX 3D.
Oh, good
we'll talk
Christ.
About that.
Clerks 2.
Clerks 2. Corey
I saw that today.
We got a couple movie reviews. So, Juggalos, if you're listening, you're listening to Corey and Joel Radio here.
More wacky stuff
I'm
about
Chuck the Clown, of
goofy
course.
Shit.
And we'll be talking about stuff. You can vote for us on Podcast Alley. Oh, Corey's got the horn. Look out. That's
I'll honk
rare.
It every time you get a
offer.
Every vote, it's a honk.
Every vote. If you vote for us on Podcast Alley, we'll get a honk. And
things loud.
Get on our forums at CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
Yeah. Watch the meter
fans.
Jump. When I'm not even
you
near the mic.
Help me watch. Oh, yeah, look at that. All right. There'd be people sleeping in the rest of this.
Oh, who cares?
All right.
The Hill Jacks in this neighborhood. I'm surprised they're not running around banging
cans.
This is
a nice neighborhood. All right, play some more Muse. We got Muse. This is Supermassive Black Holes. This is their kind of their big hit off their new record. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the JCW Wrestling and all that other stuff. Clerks 2, Superman Returns, all after this. So hang out on Corey and Joel Radio number 78.
Oh,
All right, back with you, Corey and Joel Radio.
Yes, we are. Oh, that sounds terrible. Wow.
Wow.
What
boom.
That about?
That was me having the speakers up on the monitor.
Okay.
And
once again, I didn't take the break time to fix the mic stand.
That's been fucking with you. Well, go ahead. I'll turn your mic off, and I'll vamp for a minute here, and we'll talk about some things. Corey's fixing his mic stand. Look at him. Go, Corey. I think he fixed it. He's pulled it up. You turned a shade of red there as you're doing it, though.
Well, I'm not in shape. I am not in shape, folks. What do I? You know what I do all day? I watch movies and I sit in front of a computer. And I'm lucky if I get laid twice a week, and that's my exercise. And I do a little, you know, I do some curls and stuff, but that's not aerobic.
No. But.
Oh. Would you want to talk about Clerks too? While we got a minute, I'm teasing the wrestling.
Yeah, speaking of fat guys that get no exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clerks too. Well, Debbie Schlossel didn't like it, I'll tell you.
Well, that's...
She sat through every minute of it and laughed and then was like, oh, that was the most disgusting, perverted thing I ever seen.
Okay, your review is?
My review of Clerks too is, I don't understand why I used to like Kevin Smith.
that bad, huh?
Yeah.
Really?
Although I think he actually tries to move the camera a couple times.
Yeah.
That's a big complaint about Kevin Smith is like he never moves
it's
the camera.
It's a lot of cheaply done
it's
shots.
It's really static. Uh-huh. And people go, "Well, Kevin Smith is a funny writer, but he could never direct." And it's true. He can't direct. And to prove that he can move the camera, there's a scene where he does a 360. But he does like a 720. He spins around. It's like Randall and Dante talking, and he does like a 360.
Wow.
But he does like a 720. He goes around him like three times. And you're like, that for no reason.
Like,
it's just superfluous.
Obligatory, yeah.
The plot is that it's 10 years later, and Dante and Randall from Clerks, two actors who've never worked in anything else. So
pretty
why
much, yeah.
Brian O'Halloran and Jeff, whatever his name is. Yeah. The convenience store burned down because Randall left the coffee pot on. So then they had to work at Moobies, which is their McDonald's that they had in Dogma. And the Kevin Smith universe. Kevin Smith, you know what? It's just like ICP. It's this culty little geeky thing. It's this geeky culty thing for like a small amount of people. But Kevin Smith gets a lot of press. But his movies don't make that much money.
Yeah.
And he gets a disproportionate amount of press and attention for movies that don't do that well.
Yeah.
They do decently on video or DVD.
They sort of have a life of their own, but not necessarily hits.
And they're all inside jokes with these characters that he keeps doing. He was like, and people thought Kevin Smith was going to be something. You know, he made Clerks for like $2, and people thought, wow, that's really amazing. And then he's making the same movies with the same characters and the same actors. You know, Ben Affleck walks in and does a cameo with a Fu Manchu mustache and orders a hamburger. And then Jason Lee comes in and he's in the Earl. Like he couldn't, apparently they were doing it while he was taping Earl. My name is Earl.
So he looked like
Earl, but he was acting like somebody else. But he had the exact look of Earl. He had the mustache and the cyber. And like he looked like he walked right off the Earl set onto this and acted.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody really... I don't know that the Kevin Smith stuff is really lasting. I don't know that it's got real legs.
No, but he keeps making it.
But I think it's like whittling down to people who care. I don't think it's gaining new fans.
Speaking of whittling down to people who care, I also saw the new Woody Allen movie.
Which is called what?
Scoop.
Okay.
And this is like Kevin Smith 30 years from now.
Yeah.
Only Kevin Smith won't have an artistic flowering like Woody's had.
So is this good?
No, it's just the same old nonsense. Woody's like 70 freaking years old.
Yeah.
And he's chasing around with Scarlett Johansson.
Which you love.
I do, but she's, oh my God, is she couldn't act cold in Antarctica. I mean, she's just stiff and bad. and she's a hot piece of chicken.
Yeah.
This is the kind of movie. There's a scene, okay, where here's she's a journalism student, and the guy, Ian McShane from Deadwood, who's Al Swearengen on that show, he's good. He's like a big star reporter, and he dies.
Yeah.
And he gets a tip, or he has this tip that Hugh Jackman is a murderer, and he's this big House of Lords guy or whatever. And so he comes and gives, he comes as a ghost and appears and gives her these tips.
Okay. Let's
it's already boring.
Our, yeah.
And
know,
it's like,
no
it's
one's
like,
gonna,
who cares?
No one's going to see. I and, might see it, but I'm a dork for Woody Allen.
I loved Woody Allen's old stuff, but his audience is shrinking. Kevin Smith. But Kevin Smith gets, you know what he got in this fight with Joel Siegel?
And that's going to help him.
That's
going to
help him. Yeah. He did this whole shtick on MySpace where it was like, sign, put my, put this in your top eight on MySpace, and he'll get, he'll put your name in the credits.
Yeah.
So Kevin Smith gets more attention than he's worth. There is a now we did talk about donkey shows a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And there's a donkey show as part of the plot, and that's why Joel Siegel walked out.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a movie.
Yeah.
It's not like
no donkeys really were actually sodomized.
Of course they weren't
for the making of this movie. But no, we got to walk out and protest.
Well, F Joel Siegel.
So once when Kevin Smith has made a small empire for himself on dick and fart jokes, and I applaud that because that's what we that's what we do here every week on the Corey and Joel Radio Show. And you know,
and one day, 10 years from now, they're going to ask us to reprise
this show,
show
right here. You know what it's about?
What's about
sexual intercourse, penis in vagina, sex?
That's what our program.
That's
is
what
about.
Our show
and that's
is
what Kevin
all
Smith,
about. God
there's
damn
a,
it!
There's a discussion of ATM in the movie.
Yeah, we've talked about all
ass to mouth.
Well, we talked about banging paraplegics, didn't we? The one time.
All this, yeah. There's one funny bit where Randall doesn't realize that porch monkey is a swear word, is a slur.
Oh, really?
And Wanda Sykes and what's that? Lunch by Iceberg? Oh, what's the comic?
Earthquake.
Earthquake. Earthquake and Wanda Sykes are in line.
Yeah.
And he says he calls somebody a porch monkey. And, yeah. And they're all like, whoa! Oh! And then he's like, he didn't realize porch monkey was a slur. He's like, no. You know.
What is porch? What does he think porch monkey means?
He's like, my grandma used to call me a porch monkey.
Oh.
So there's a whole long bit where he uses every black racially offensive name you can think of. Which we do on this show every week.
Which really, yeah. I mean, I'll call somebody porch monkey.
Sure. Spade, Spare Chucker, Jigaboo. We've done it all
no,
on this show. Tar
we,
Baby.
We have, what, we had Mike Lundy and we took him to Popeye's Fried Chicken. Was that racist?
No.
Not in the least.
Not at
so.
All.
We no. love black people. We love anybody we had, that listens to the show.
We had Chill in here talking about NASCAR. I mean,
yeah,
it's
we have
all
colors and races in here.
We love everybody.
Anyway, so
Kevin Smith, Woody Allen, stop. Just quit.
Okay, stop. Superman.
And speaking of directors who should quit.
Bryan Singer, if you make another Superman, I'm going to punch you in the nose. That was you did a bad job.
And you went and saw it in IMAX.
I went to the IMAX 3D presentation of Superman last night. And while I didn't think anything in the movie was particularly bad, as a whole, I found it boring. Mm-hmm. And kind of a complete waste of time.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing it advanced. It didn't advance, like, the Superman story. Like, it was just, like, it was stupid. It was a waste of time. It was boring. Yeah. It wasn't satisfying.
I'm going to spoil it. Spoilers right ahead.
Well, you know what?
I'm going to give out the plot.
But who cares?
Well, it's a bad plot.
It's a bad plot. Well, to me, the ultimate, and I'll ruin it this way, is they have Superman injured to the point where he's in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck all that. I'm sorry. Right, he's fucking Superman.
Right.
He doesn't go to the fucking hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, I get the whole kryptonite bit, but like, he gets his ass handed to him by thugs when they weaken him with kryptonite.
Yeah, they weaken him kryptonite and he gets beat up. Fine. Right. Don't send him to the hospital.
Yeah.
He's Superman. The power of the sun will revive him. Leave him alone. Don't fucking take him into the hospital.
It's just like, he clearly wanted to copy the original Superman movie. The Richard Donner movie. He clearly took a lot of notes from it and a
right,
lot of like,
but
he didn't understand it and he didn't get it right.
Okay, the original. Here's the problem with that thing. The original Superman movie is a fun movie.
Yeah,
it's like a fantasy. It's a fun, but they always have to human. Like now, it's the thing is like we have to humanize our superheroes.
Right.
They're not. It's not like they're just one dimensional. Superman is a one dimensional guy. I'm sorry, he's not three dimensional. He's maybe two dimensional. He's Clark Kent. He's Superman. He has a little free, but it don't. He's not.
He was certainly more interesting in the original movie.
Yeah, I mean, they just try to like deconstruct the superhero and make him all emotional and all this. And it's you don't do that.
In the original movie, he played Clark as a dork, but you always get the feeling like Superman kind of got a kick out of like playing a dork.
Right. He wasn't a dork.
He was acting.
Yeah, you got the feeling
he got the gimmick that he was sort of putting a show on for people.
Or at least that he was trying to act like a human, and he was so superior to humans that his acting like a human is acting as feeble as possible.
Yeah.
Was him acting human versus his super self.
Well, but it was he was putting on a show and an act so people wouldn't know it was him.
Yeah.
This guy is just acting. He's trying to act like Christopher Reeve, this underwear model they got.
Yeah, Brandon Routh.
Oy.
And the chick playing Lois Lane, who, like, okay, not she's an ugly chick. I'm not going to say that Kate Bosworth isn't attractive.
Sure.
But I saw the IMAX, and I swear I was seeing mustache. Now, I don't know if it's just because it was the giant IMAX screen.
Now, does that work in your favor, though? Can you see, like, nip through shirts?
I didn't see any nip through shirt, and I'm pretty sure
she was wearing a lot of blazers in this
movie. There was a lot of, and it's just like she wasn't a very good Lois Lane.
That's a hot girl, and she had a mustache.
I could see a mustache.
What if you saw like Lily Tomlin in HD?
No, it's in IMAX. No, it's just that that's the fault of the makeup people.
Yeah.
And they could have gone into dailies and said, I see Kate Bosworth with a mustache.
I didn't know Kate.
But nobody wanted to say it. And I'm going to say it. She had a mustache.
I didn't know she was Lebanese. I really didn't.
It's a very fine, very blonde sort of thing.
And you could see mustache.
I think I could see mustache.
Damn it, now I got to go see the IMAX.
Because it's boring and it's 3D and they give you these horrible glasses.
No.
Now, I was bitching because, first of all, when you walk into the IMAX thing, they looked at me and my buddy Greg, who was with me, and we both wear glasses, and they went like, well, you wear glasses, you need to put these extra dorky IMAX glasses on that are like bigger, like they're sort of like this big old lady, you know. Sort of big, what do you call those things? Those big blinders they put on.
They look like Rue McClanahan from season 3 of Golden
Girls. Those big V glasses that you wear.
Oh, V was good. Yeah.
If I can dork out for a minute and talk about V.
Oh, what, is that on DVD?
V is on DVD and I haven't watched it.
But you haven't watched V?
I've got V on DVD. Yes, I do.
You've got VD.
I've got V on DVD.
Wow.
So they make you wear these big giant glasses and then like, well, the thing is, the scenes, there was 20 minutes of scenes that were in 3D in Superman, IMAX Superman.
Mm-hmm. In a 2.5-hour movie.
In a 2.5-hour movie. And it's like the most jittery scenes where, like, there's a plane going to crash and Lois is on it and Superman's got to come save it and it's shaking all over. And when it's shaking, you can't get the way the 3D works is like each eye is supposed to see a different picture. When it's all shaky, it all just blurs together and it just looks like shit. And the illusion of 3D is completely ruined.
Right.
Now, the scenes when they flash back to, like, Clark Kent as a kid on the farm, they had big, long, sweeping shots of the farm, and that was good.
Yeah.
It looked cool then. But otherwise, the 3D was sort of a gimmick. It didn't really work.
I've seen a bunch of IMAX stuff in 3D that was shot for IMAX in 3D.
Yeah, those are good. There's usually nature documentaries
it's
look and
good
stuff
when
like
they
that.
Jimmy it.
Well, it was okay. It's just that the scenes that they chose to use were these big action scenes. And it might have been better if they would have had maybe more static scenes.
I wonder if they can have like him and Jimmy Olsen hanging out. Hey, Mr. Kent.
Well, you know what? Actually, some of those scenes look neat because you get a real depth of field when it's a static shot.
Sure.
You know? But anyway, whatever. So Superman Returns, thumbs down. Even with the IMAX 3D,
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. And it was $12 to see the IMAX 3D.
It's been a bad summer, man.
Yeah, there's nothing. I was talking to Greg, you know, because Greg's like, I haven't been to a movie in a long time. And I was like, well, at least last summer, I remember at this point, we already had the Batman that was out, which was real cool.
That was good.
And I thought War of the Worlds was cool.
Well, I enjoyed War of the Worlds.
I enjoyed War of the Worlds a lot. And I thought parts of Superman that reminded me of the War of the Worlds and went like, War of the Worlds was so much better than this. Now, granted, the end of War of the Worlds was gay, but all of those.
No, you did not see
invasion of
Pirates of the Caribbean.
No.
Or the Caribbean.
You know why? Because I have a penis.
That movie.
I'm not a fag.
Oh, you thought Superman was long?
No, fuck that shit. I'm not going to see that crap.
Why are they making popcorn movies that are 2.5 hours?
Well, I don't know, but it's because they give these directors who have a little success, they give them final cut over this goddamn bullshit.
Oy.
And then they're like, oh, we got to make blah, blah, you know.
Meanwhile, they hacked and slashed mercilessly Orson Welles. They wouldn't let him get away with shit.
Well, you know.
You know what I mean? Like, they would hover all over good directors, and now Gore Verbinski gets to make a 2.5-hour
cut. Well,
that was
back in the day when the studio system was really, you know, what it was. And
it's brutal.
Yeah, anyway, so yeah, the summer has really sucked for movies.
It's blown, man, and I've had to suffer through all of it.
You poor bastard.
Oh.
Watching free movies. Wow.
When documentaries are the best thing out, though, it's like.
Kind of. What was the Who Killed the Electric Car?
That was pretty good. The soccer one's pretty good. The one about the Pele going to New York and going crazy and
okay.
doing coke and you know, humping broads and Mick Jagger hanging out in the locker room with the soccer team. That's a fun one.
Okay.
But, the regular movie's boring.
Ugh, I'm still tired after The Gathering.
You are yawning over
there. I'll tell you, you want to hear the damage report that I have after The Gathering? I believe I have a somewhat sprained right ankle. Mm-hmm. Blister on my big toe. Sunburn on the back of my neck and all over my face. Mm-hmm. What else? Muscle sore like you wouldn't believe.
Okay.
All over. And what else? Mud encrusted socks, and I explained all that earlier. Just general feeling of, you know, I slept about 4 hours and I slept on a sofa. I had about 4 to 5 hours of sleep every night on a sofa because I partied every night. I mean, I got stoned and drunk every night. And thank you, Juggalos, for that, I got to say. I thanked everybody, but not the Juggalos. I have to thank the Juggalos. No shit. I have to thank the Juggalos.
If I had an orchestra right now, I'd play it to get you off your acceptance speech.
The Juggalos are fun. The Juggalos, I have a good time with them. You want to talk about wrestling? Because I know you enjoyed it. I gave you some wrestling updates as the week.
Saw Shark Boy.
Shark Boy was there. Yeah, Shark Boy was great.
Let me look at the roster of who.
You want to look
there?
At the roster of wrestlers? Well, I'll tell you what. JCW every year has wrestling. They only had two shows. Sometimes maybe they have three shows a weekend. They only had two this year. And I got to be the ring announcer because the guy who was supposed to ring announce didn't show up, and I was hanging around. And Rude Boy and I were roommates, and we're buddies, and we know each other. And he goes, well, I might need you to ring announce. And I said, okay. But ring announcing is more work than it sounds like. Because you have to get everybody's announcement right, where they're from. You know, everyone gives you a weight. Like, you know, the powers of pain are from parts unknown. Their combined total weight is 670 pounds. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So you want me to get my... Oh, I got that sheet. Oh, God. Do you want me to go get my booking sheet?
That's okay.
That has all the names and weights. It's kind of funny.
We can probably play along.
But, yeah.
I'm just reading the Juggalo press kit and... I love the writing on these. Are you an asshole? If you are, this won't even excite you. But if you're fresh enough to recognize, it's about to blow your panties off. Making their very first Juggalo appearance directly from Stranglemania, the legendary and infamous Ponderosa and Swedenhouse, a.k.a. the Mushroom Boys.
Yes, the Mushroom Boys actually are the headhunters who are very well known in like Japan, Mexico, and Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
But they were in that Stranglemania tape, and ICP called them the Mushroom Boys.
Yeah, years ago.
And made a big joke out of it.
ICP put a wrestling tape out of like stuff from Japan, hardcore stuff.
Yeah, the original one was an actual wrestling show from Japan called the IWA King of the Deathmatches Tournament with Terry Funk and Cactus Jack.
And it was cut in with some other thing that they
found. Yeah, they cut something else in, but that was the main bulk of it, and the headhunters were on that show. And they called them the Mushroom Boys, so this was their JCW debut.
They did a commentary track for wrestling and just dubbed in a bunch of goofy stuff.
And that was very funny, and the Mushroom Boys were there.
God, Joel, you were in the presence of Shark Boy.
I was in the presence of Shark Boy. Great indie wrestler. I believe he wrestles for TNA as well. Masked wrestler, very fun, got the crowd into it. Well, I mean, who else was there? Norman Smiley was there. You remember him from WCW with the big wiggle?
Yeah.
Remember the big wiggle? He does his little dance. He wrestled Scott Steiner on Saturday, which is great. Big Papa Pump with the big bad booty daddy. What was great was when I get the sheet of paper from him, and Scott Steiner...
only on this program can you say...
Scott
big
Steiner.
Papa Pump, the big bad booty
Scott
daddy.
Scott Steiner actually wrote out
with a straight face.
Big Papa Pump, big bad, big bad booty daddy for me to, you know, read. So I had to read that in the ring. Of course, really a guy who was fantastic was Kevin Sullivan, sure. Legendary from Florida Championship Wrestling and WCW. Yeah.
The Tree of Woe.
He had the tree. He's a taskmaster. He had the tie guys up to the Tree of Woe.
He was great. His angle was he was satanic.
Yeah, he was. He
believed
like a Charles
in
Manson
Satan.
Thing.
Yeah.
Had like a Charles Manson thing going on. Mm-hmm. And Sullivan was great, man. Mm-hmm. And he was like very cool guy. You know, I hate to ruin his image as this big maniac. Very nice guy. Very complimentary to me. Made me feel very comfortable.
I think I'm going to start getting in shape. And next year, I'll be in JCW as the hater.
I'll be Upchuck versus the hater.
I'll be the guy.
I challenge you right now.
I'll be the guy that hates all things Juggalo.
JCW, you're going to hate all JCW. Kevin Sullivan. Well, you know what was great is I'm hanging out with Kevin Sullivan. He's a super nice guy backstage.
Guy whose act was
right.
He believed the devil was inside him.
I'm hanging out with Sullivan, and I'm just getting his ring announcement, and he's ready to come out for his match. He's very good. So I go down. I introduce the Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan. He comes to the ring and proceeds to, like, you know, starts threatening to kill the referee. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, this is so entertaining. Then he turns to me and goes like, you better get the hell out of the ring. And he starts chasing me around the ring. And I got to like dive over the second rope to get out. Nice. It was like funny as hell. So I'm like, oh, my God. It was like, man, all of a sudden, like, boom, I'm in wrestling. You know, like you always see the ring announcer running for his life. And it's like, oh, that was me this time.
Wow.
And the Juggalos were all like, yeah, Upchuck, a good sell. Uh-huh. Good sell there, Upchuck, looking afraid. Well, plus, you know, Kevin Sullivan's about like 5'4".
Right.
And about 50 years old. But, I mean, he's still like, he could still really kick my ass. But it was like not, you know, he was such a nice dude. But let me tell you who's frightening, scary, huge, the Powers of Pain. The Warlord and the Barbarian, remember those guys in WWF and all
right.
that? Giant, massive guy. No bigger, no smaller than they were back in the day. Big, towering. I got pictures of it. I'll show you those. I haven't showed you those yet, have I?
I'll have to.
I'm going to put those on the mailing list. Sign up for our mailing list. You'll get all the Juggalo gathering pictures this year. And, like, when I brought the guys out Saturday, mm-hmm. like, I bring out the Warlord Barbarian. They're standing there, and the Barbarian grabs me. He's like, you have to sweep up the ring. The ring is dirty. You have not swept. You know, he's, like, from Samoa or something like that. And he's, like, threatening to, like, hit me because the ring's dirty. It's just, like, and I have to play along. You know, it was really a lot of fun, man. Yeah. It was a real good time. I mean, of course, they would have beat my ass. And Big Papa Pump was an interesting guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got to. Well, plus, the
most guys who spend 6-7 hours in the gym a day are fascinating.
Well, he's a weird guy, too, because, like, his legs are tiny. Like, just skinny, and they were like his ankles were all taped up.
No, they're all giant and massive.
No, his upper body is huge.
He was big when he was in WCW.
I'm telling you, I'm standing right next to the guy, and his legs are... Nah, listen, I don't want my ass kicked. And I don't know if it's his training or if he was injured. But, like, yeah, giant chest, giant shoulders, massive friggin' biceps, but, like, skinny legs.
Hmm.
It was a weird sort of bodybuilder thing. You see that if you go to the gym. Not that you would know.
Guys
who just don't work on their legs, and maybe that was the case, or maybe he had some injury. But Scott Steiner, but you know what? I had to, my other job was, once the match started, I had to take everybody's gimmicks back. So, like, you know, the guys that had, like, the big robes and stuff.
Mm, Scott Steiner scares me.
Yeah, he was scary because he had his, he had that headdress he wears that's made out of chainmail, and I had to carry that back to the dressing room. Plus, you know, he took the mic from me and gave a whole speech about how everybody sucks. Like, he's in Columbus, Ohio, so his angle is, like, Ohio State sucks.
Right.
Meanwhile, he's playing the Juggalos, who don't even have a high school education.
Well, actually,
he
went to Michigan.
He did, but he's doing this Ohio State sucks things. And, like, no one's from Ohio State there, you retard.
No, but I don't blame him, because Ohio State does suck.
Ohio State does suck, but at the gathering of the Juggalos, it just did not go over, and kids were kind of making fun of him.
It's a heel angle,
but it didn't go over
well.
He's
from Michigan. He's in Ohio. He's going to hate on him.
Yeah, but, you know, it was interesting to see that guy. He's a big star, and deservedly so. He has the charisma. He's got all that down. Who else was there? You want to talk about anybody else?
Charisma.
Oh, the legendary Midnight Express.
Yeah.
Beautiful Bobby, Loverboy Dennis Condrey. Great team. All-time great. Got to carry the robes back. I was honored by that. And Dennis Condrey looks like he's 75 years old, I'll be honest. Beautiful Bobby's at least holding it down a little bit. He didn't come off the top rope. He looked more like himself. But Dennis Condrey was sort of unrecognizable. It was kind of sad, but you know, they came out to the classic. Do you remember the Midnight Express music from like the old NWA? Like, do 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 do. You know, I think they beat Bumpin' Uglies. Is that who they fought? Yeah, I think they fought Bumpin' Uglies. Josh and Bubba, very good guys too. Love Bumpin' Uglies. Got to give it up for those guys. Those guys are good guys. You got to hang out with Josh.
On the next Corey and Joel radio show, Joel thanks everyone he's ever met.
Nah, they were good guys, though. Everyone, you know, I mean, me, I sometimes feel like, you know, I don't fit in. I'm just kind of this weird comedy guy that comes in to do the gathering of the Juggalos. And then next thing you know, I'm hanging out with Kevin Sullivan having a good time. So, you know, it was nice.
Oh,
nice. Vampiro was there, big star from Mexico.
Yes.
Love Vampiro making his JCW tour. Of course, my buddy, and you know this guy's my buddy, Madman Pondo. Love that Pondo. Pondo's great. He was telling me the nuances of hitting a guy with a stop sign.
Hey, Joel, you hear that?
What's that?
That's the sound of any woman who's ever listened to this show turning it off.
Oh, who gives a fuck? We're talking about wrestling.
We'll never get
our fans love wrestling.
Audience.
Our fans are dorks.
I know.
Come on, Russ Brown listens to this show. He loves wrestling.
What is Niels doing right now?
I don't know. They got wrestling in Germany. They got Otto Wands over there. They got guys over there.
Hey, this is what Joel said to Scott Steiner.
What did I say?
Man, I sucks your dick real good, brother.
Fuck you. That's your voice anyway. Anyway, I'll drop it. JCW was cool. Thank you, Rude Boy, for letting me announce.
Oh, man.
Thanks to all the Juggalos who made that cool. And Juggalos, for listening, if you have pictures or video of me doing JCW, mm-hmm. ring announcing, send them to me at email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com or Joel at JoelTheComic.com. Hit me up on MySpace. I'm Joel the Comic on MySpace if you want to go up there. I got some comedy up on MySpace. I guess I'll plug that as well while we're here.
So, I mean,
we got a million things to plug.
Look, you're never going
to
change my mind. The music's terrible. I'm sure they're nice people, but I realize that all this Juggalo stuff does highlight what this show is really about.
What's it about?
Exploring the outer fringes of dark culture.
But here's the thing. You can't hate on ICP and then, because we're doing the same thing in a sense. They came from nowhere and made something out of themselves.
Sure.
And we're taking that to, like, you know, the next level, but, you know, digitally podcasting, you know, new venture, new frontier.
Sure.
For people who want to, you know, show their talent like we have for radio. It's the same thing. They're pioneers in their arena. Which is underground hip-hop,
and
underground
music. How long
music.
Did it take them to make money? Because I'm starting to...
I'll tell you, they got some fat rides. I don't want to get into it, but I was hanging out a little bit with Joe.
I guess it just burns my short hairs that these moron wiggers in clown makeup are making gajillion dollars. No, they're not smart people.
Listen, they know what they're doing when it comes to selling tickets to the gathering of the Juggalos.
Sure. Does that mean you'd like to have a conversation with them?
I did, and it was no problem.
Oh, what did you guys talk about?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you guys had...
You just know, you insult people that you've never met.
Yeah, and I don't need to.
You never know. I mean, look, some of the Juggalos are some shady, janky motherfuckers. No question, but they got big hearts. They're there to have fun.
It's like a juvie hall exploded.
It's where everyone ran away to. That's how I explained it to
them. I just look at that and I go, it's every kid I ever hated in high school. And you know what? It's like, to me... Wiggers are like giant ants. Like giant ants.
They're not,
you can't reason with them.
They're not
you can't
wiggers.
Get away
they're
from them,
wiggers.
And they'll eat your soul.
They're not wiggers.
Oh.
Eminem fans are more like wiggers.
Yeah.
Juggalos are sort of like they're hippies, but they're sort of punk rock.
I'll tell you what, it's different.
They're into hip-hop.
It is unusual.
It is its own thing. There's no real apt description.
The term
wigger does not cover, is not a wide enough umbrella.
No, Juggalo is the appropriate nomenclature.
They're the Juggalos and the Juggalettes, and there were some hot Juggalettes there,
too. You speak
the
vernacular, or feel like you're a pod person now all of a sudden?
Nah, it's all right. I like those people, though. They're good guys.
I feel like I need to go watch some Christian rock and just come back next week and talk about how great.
Well, it's funny. There were these two Juggalos that were there, and they, like, showed up with no money. And, like, they got in. Like, if they were be my assistant for the weekend and help me out with, like, Juggalo Family Feud, they were told they could stay. And the reason they had no money, according to them, is that they were robbed at a Christian rock festival, like, the weekend before. Now, that was their story.
And did they help you?
They did. I want to thank them, too. Schizo and Shadow from Florida. Schizo's my boy. Schizo. No.
There's no better human than Schizo.
Schizo, help me out.
He's right out there with that pickle. You talk about great guys.
Listen, I will punch you in the nose if you insult Pickle, okay?
Oh.
Pickle is my boy, and Schizo was a very cool guy.
I was talking to Pickle about what he felt the outcome of the G8 summit was going to be. And
Pickle's a tech guy. He's a roadie. What do you want from Pickle? Pickle's a good guy.
Yeah.
But Schizo helped me out with Family Feud. Schizo would write the answers on the board when they would give the answer. If they made the board, Schizo would write it down.
Sure.
So he was like an invaluable help to me over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So I got to thank Schizo and Shadow. Shadow sat around smoking a lot of pot, didn't help me as much.
Mm-hmm.
But Schizo was a good guy.
Oh.
Shadow,
piece of shit. Schizo, delightful. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that could be said. Yeah, absolutely.
These kids' real names are Irving and Sheldon. They're a couple of Jaimes from Kiketown.
Did I thank DJ Shank yet? Did I thank?
Oh!
Did I thank DJ Shank?
Oh, let me tell you about this DJ Shank character,
I
huh?
DJ Shank.
Huh? You would literally want to wipe the man's ball sweat onto your face because he's so wonderful. His ball sweat makes acne go away.
Oh.
I don't know if you knew that about DJ Shank.
DJ
And that Shadow, he was a layabout. But Schizo was a fine, upstanding citizen.
Oh, you are such a douchebag.
Oh, I'm the dude. You're hanging out with people named Schizo, Shadow,
and
Pickle.
What am I saying? Hey, thanks to Steve and Mike for helping me out over the weekend. Would that have been bad?
Yeah, that's fine, but when they make up their little fantasy world.
I'm up, Chuck.
You know what this is?
You know what
this is? This is like World of Warcraft in live action.
It's a live MMORPG.
It is. They get, these guys make up characters.
And
all,
I was playing the role of Upchuck the Clown, right, and that was fine.
I'm Stab a Bitch number 40. I'm Hacky Man. I'm Murderer. I'm the Testicle Destroyer. And they make up a character and a persona, and they go on, they role play, and it's for fucking fags.
Well, maybe that's what I did over the weekend. I was just role playing. I was Upchuck the Clown. Now I'm here with you being Joel. And
anytime you do stand up comedy, you are playing the role of a guy who is interested in the audience. Okay. I understand that. It's a character and an act, but it just, oi. I don't think those kids think that. I think ICP, I think those guys get that they're doing an act. The kids, no, I think the wall of reality is crumbling for some of them.
No, I mean, look, you know, maybe for some of these kids, it's just something that, you know, it's a fad that they go through.
Yeah.
Some people will probably be into it for the rest of their lives, and who knows, you know?
If I can stomach it,
yeah,
I have an intern that used to work for me.
Yeah, bring her in.
Who is a juggalette.
I'm going to bring
her
in.
And we'll give her in and do juggalette trivia.
And if you're a let me put this right now. If you're a juggalette in the Detroit area where we do our great show from, you email us at email@CoreyJoelRadio.com. We'll have you down here. And Corey will actually get to meet the juggalos and really more juggalettes. No, I don't think we need any
juggalos. Who needs juggalos? This is what I'm saying. I don't need
fuck
these.
Fuck a juggalo. We need some juggalettes.
What a giant sausage fest full of douchebags this is.
Well, I would say it is 7-8 juggalos to a juggalette.
Thing. Sure.
It's a lot of
and
dudes.
I will say the juggalette sounds like a special breed of whore. It really does sound like, like it's not, it's like, I thought giving guys BJs wasn't interesting enough until I started listening to psychopathic clown music in which guys pretended they were rap ghost murderers from the other dimension. I don't know what that's inventive. Right. That's a different kind of horror.
There are definitely groupies that hang out there, and you kind of, you know, like you'll see them back like the shuttle coming back from the hotel in the morning, and it's real shameful. And I wish some of those girls wouldn't do it. I'll be honest about that. As much as like even me, you know, like. You know, I got a little here, a little there. I would say it's still like, you know.
I think a juggalette's probably the kind of girl who demands ass to mouth. She probably demands ATM.
There were girls doing freaky shit. I got pictures of chicks making out, and we're going to put those on the mailing list for everybody. If you're not on the mailing list, we got to plug that. Get on CoreyAndJoelRadio.com, sign up. I'll send some juggalo pictures your way.
I'm not going to lie. In my life, I've been attracted to whores. I'm not going to lie. Because you know why? Because they'll do me.
But you know what? Yeah. Here's the thing that you meet. I'm going to say this about juggalos, okay? There are
whatever a regular
oh, you got to talk about the Woody Allen movie. I'm sure all the juggalos turned it off right then, you stupid
and
dick.
Good for them.
Well, no, because then they missed my whole wrestling conversation.
Hi.
But here's the thing about juggalos. You know, it's like anybody else in life. There's good, there's bad. There's bad juggalos who rob people in a park. In Washington State.
There's bad juggalos.
There's good juggalos.
And good juggalos.
Who give me weed at the gathering.
Yeah.
Who give me beer. Who, you know.
Yeah.
Girls who will, you know, sit on my lap.
Yeah.
And have fun with me.
How much time we got left here?
We got about 6 minutes. You got anything you want to do over there?
Well, while we're talking about this, this is something I've been wondering for a long
time.
What is the difference, though, really, materially, between D&D players and juggalos? Now, juggalos, I think, I'll give them this credit. They're complete douchebag assholes who found a way to get laid by bringing weed to these events and finding the most dysfunctional, cracked head, fucked up horse.
But, I mean,
D&D guys don't do that as easily.
Well, the difference is this. They surround themselves with like-minded people. And they're not douchebag assholes when they're surrounded by their own kind.
When they're with their people.
If you see just two juggalos walking around the mall, you're going to look at them like they're troublemakers, and they might even give you some attitude or something.
Sure.
But if it's all juggalos,
they're finally amongst their own
when
retards.
They're amongst their own, everybody's cool, and that's what's so great about the gathering.
Yeah.
It's the juggalo family, Corey.
Joel has sucked down the Kool-Aid
the
for this.
You haven't heard the family chant? Family.
You know,
and they'll do that all night, and it's actually...
You know what? And
it is sort of endearing.
And guess what? If these kids actually had families, they wouldn't be juggalos.
They have families.
No, they don't.
There's
they're
juggalos
all,
with kids. And
every one of them...
There's juggalos who brought their kids there.
Every one of them was abused, beat up, or
there's
had a dad.
There's juggalos who brought their own kids.
Just because you
to
can fuck doesn't mean
juggalos.
You're a good parent.
I didn't say they were great parents. They were just saying they had
families. You brought
families.
Your kid to the gathering of the juggalos?
There were people who brought, like, you know, like a six-year-old kid.
Are you kidding me? There's
no, I wouldn't bring a six-year-old kid to it, but, you know,
there's more
did.
There's more joints at that than there were at the Monterey Pop Festival in 67.
I don't know if that's true.
But look, who's a bigger slut?
Who's that?
Juggalette? Or role-playing girl?
No, well, I mean, I don't know. It depends, because amongst juggalettes, there's considered real juggalettes.
Sure.
And then there's, like, hobag juggalettes.
Oh, there's fake skis.
There's, like, fake juggalettes. Sure. And fake juggalettes are, like, the girls who put lollipops in their coochies
last
year.
Now, back in about 1987, when everybody was trying to get Vision Streetwear and getting a Powell and Peralta deck.
Yeah.
So they could go do their one little freaking ollie or do a nose grind, the skaters I used to hang out with. I was terrible. I went and got a BMX bike and I went and got a Mongoose because I couldn't skate at all.
Okay.
But there were Bettys and Squids.
What were the difference?
Bettys were cool girls. Squids were total hoochies.
Oh, really?
So is there like a culture
there,
like
there
that?
There is. There's considered real juggalettes. And then like a lot of those chicks that would do like the Miss Juggalette pageant who would just run around and get naked and have all the guys go
and
crazy.
And they don't have a name for them? Like a different name?
It's real juggalettes.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I think
they got these goofy code terms for all.
There's
other
all
stuff.
Kinds of terms that you know even I don't get at this point. But I don't know. You love that horn,
juggalettes.
You know what's weird though is I would always run around in the full outfit.
Sure,
full face paint, wig, full outfit.
I'm going to be the bad cop on this one. I hope we get letters from Juggalos.
I want Juggalos to feedback and tell you you're a douche.
I don't want them anywhere near my artistic pursuits. I don't want these ass clowns anywhere near anything I ever do.
I want them to write in and tell me how much, first of all, how much they love Upchuck.
Do you think they can write?
Because the Juggalos, oh, absolutely. There's all kinds of, especially on the internet, man. Juggalos, that's where all of it's going down is on the net, man. And MySpace and all of the various websites and Fagolovers.net.
We got about
Juggalos.
3 minutes till we're done with this topic for a year.
I don't know. Well, maybe we'll have some Juggalos in and they'll show you. God. What if I had somebody in here? What if I could get Rude Boy in here?
Well,
would you say tell Rude Boy?
It would
Boy
be a special week of
to
the,
his face
of the
that Rude Boy, the JCW Hardcore Champion. Would you look in his face if he was sitting in that chair right there?
No.
Would you look right at him and go, "Yeah, you guys are douchebags."
What kind of idiot do you think I am?
No, you wouldn't.
I'm not going to tell a guy who takes chair shots for a living.
And you know why you wouldn't say that anyway? Because you'd have him in here and you'd go, "This guy's a fucking cool guy."
Ugh.
And I like this guy and he's very funny and very entertaining.
I can't believe how you gave up any integrity for this program. I just went there and did it.
And that's how I know. Ugh. And they keep having me back because they like what I do and I like doing it. So
would you ever listen to an ICP record?
I have many ICP
under
records.
Any circumstances.
Play it right now. I'll sing along to some of that shit.
Yeah, because you're there. Would you buy that and put it in your car?
I have it on my iRiver.
Oh, for Christ's
sake. You stupid dick.
It's your soul so...
Well, Juggalo, you're going to get hit with a hatchet one of these days. Not by me.
You're so dead to me with this stuff. Anyway, all I got to say...
Look, you haven't seen the pictures of the Juggalettes I got for you, too. You would love that.
I've seen whores before.
You stop it.
I can find them at the bar.
Blah, 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 blah. All right, Juggalos, write us. Get on our forum, everybody. Thank you for listening to Corey and Joel Radio number 78. Corey seems tortured by this whole thing.
I'm going to throw up in my mouth.
No, you're not. No. Stop it. Calm down.
I always hated this.
Calm down, because next week I'll be doing magic tricks for 78.
But how is King Gordy? You'll be doing magic tricks. Oh, magic tricks on the radio?
I didn't see King Gordy. Maybe King Gordy wasn't there. I'm not sure.
Why don't you bring Pickle in and do some magic tricks with Pickle?
And I want to give a big shout out to Mikey Clark from Project Dead Man.
Oh.
So anyway.
You know, I did go to the Comic-Con and talk about that. So, I mean...
All right, let's wrap this up. Play more Muse. We'll get out of here.
All right,
we're not
kids.
Even playing Juggalo. We're going to play Muse, but Muse
we're not
going to
play
too.
No more Juggalo music?
No, we'll play Muse. I like Muse. I like all things. I like all good music. No,
we're not playing any more Juggalo music?
No, we're not going to play it.
Get it. Oh.
Smile. I'm going to blow a hole in your neck.
Come on, sing along.
Meow, 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 meow.
Stop
meow,
it.
Meow, meow.
Play some Muse. We're running out of time
All right.
on the show.
Stop it.
Thanks for listening, you guys. We'll catch you next time. Corey and Joel Radio.
Good night and God bless Mr. and Mrs. Juggalo and all the ships at sea.
I love all Juggalos. Upchuck loves you.
Joel's going to just do some thank yous for the next 10 minutes if there's anybody left.
Good night, everybody.